From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
The Oxford Exxon Podcast, Chase Palm. Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio here on this Tuesday morning. Hope all of you are doing wonderfully. We'll talk probably a little more, just kind of a portal wrap-up, a couple NFL stories going on that we have not touched on to this point. Tom Brady, Jim Harbaugh, and more Ole Miss basketball with a tough task. I was trying to say test and task at the same time.
It is both. It is a testing task.
Tonight in Baton Rouge at the PMAC, 8 o'clock start for that one, going head-to-head from a TV standpoint with Auburn and Alabama, also 8 o'clock tonight for those game times. So that and more we will have today on the show, brought to you every day by the Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. You can save $10. You can do that by getting 1,000 points. You just go to the tank, any Blue Sky location in Mississippi, take a picture of the QR code. That's 1,000 points with the Exxon mobile app. And you get $10 on the tank you're filling up at the moment. Also, lunch specials, $5.69, two sides bread, 32-ounce drinks, and more. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for our friend Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. Right to the bottom line, no hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. The rest is up to you. You can shop that quote around, or you can do what I've done, what I recommend that you do, and that's hop into a Clark Ford today. 662-257-1900. Guests, join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford. Great place to get a burger, po' boy, appetizer, just get a beer, get a drink, whatever the case may be. Watch Ole Miss LSU tonight. Ole Miss, Florida, Saturday. Got stuff going on. That's the Pro Bowl this weekend. Is that right?
I don't know. In Vegas, you said.
I think that's correct. Okay. So, just stuff. Go relax. Enjoy yourself at Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford and also in New Albany.
I assume everyone got to class yesterday. We've heard nothing else. I think we can finally put this portal session to bed. I think it's...
Yes, I spoke to... I texted with Michael Trigg Sr. He was in town.
Okay.
I think he was leaving this morning.
Where'd he stay? What'd he do? Where'd he eat?
I don't know.
Where'd he fill up for gas? What was going on?
I don't know. I don't know the answers to these things. I probably would have known the answers because I would have been able to go and introduce myself, but I had to go to Tupelo yesterday.
Okay.
Because Tupelo Football Club has resumed its season. It takes a break.
It never stops, does it, really?
It takes somewhere. A break for the high school season, and then when the high school season
ends... Pretty much immediately.
Pretty much right away, you get rolling.
Yeah.
So we drove to Tupelo last night instead. And then Laura talked to someone who met Jackson Dart's mother yesterday at an establishment in Oxford, so they were in town as well.
So you are getting some confirmations. I mean,
so if you're searching for updates, and I have found out that I believe it was Matt Zenitz, and maybe he is also enrolled and presumably in town. Felt like we had that a few days ago. Maybe we didn't. Apparently, if you don't tweet it, it didn't happen.
Well, people don't look at anybody else's stuff, but they always know who first reports things. So it's really amazing. I've got a lot of time on your hand to listen to everything and read everything and know exactly where what was said when for weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe you're just really liberal with those phrases, one or the other. I don't know.
You know, it could be that you're just that damn liberal. Yeah. It could be.
That's true.
Right.
Liberal with the phrases.
Yeah.
Okay. Basketball tonight.
But I'll tell you what, that circle jerk sticks together now. All of those people.
It's
all of them. Congrats to you guys.
It's 8:17. We pulled circle into the lexicon this morning.
Well, I mean, that's what they do. They all sit around in a little group and they validate each other on Twitter like the losers they are. There.
You were in a decent mood when I came.
I'm in a good mood now. I don't like those people. I mean, I don't like them. They're not people that I would want to spend 5 seconds with. I would despise hanging out with them, like sitting at the bar at City Grocery saying, "Oh, look how nice you are. Look how nice." Shut up. All of them. Sorry. It is what it is. I think we've hit that point in society where we can all admit we just don't like each other. It's all good. No one's harming anyone. Just don't like each other. It's cool. Why pretend?
It was not on my bingo card either, but you know, you never know what you get. Some days we start with who knows what.
Well, I mean, some of those people can be so pretentious.
Yeah, there's stereotypes for a reason about where people live. There's no doubt about that. All right.
But is any of that wrong?
No,
I'm
good.
I mean, I know you don't want to sit here and validate it and go, "You're right," but I don't think you want to.
Well,
argue
no, it's not
it
even
either.
That.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it is what it is. I mean, they all sit around and do that with one another, and I don't know. I've had that conversation. Like, we could sit there and tweet everything that we report on RebelGrove.com, but doesn't that sort of defeat the purpose?
It does. As you said a while, we don't get many checks from Twitter.
I've yet to get one. I mean, yeah. I get one once a month from the people, whoever it is that owns us at this point. Is it Verizon? I think it's Verizon now.
But they got bought by somebody else. Yeah, if you told me who like the parent company is, I got nothing.
They deposit into my account pretty much the last day. It's usually the next to last day of every month.
They never miss the spot though.
No. It used to come earlier and yeah. I liked that. But they're contractually obligated to pay us by the final day of the month and they always do it. And I don't even know who it is. It used to be Yahoo. And then it was Verizon.
And I think it's still Verizon. Well, no.
It was Oath for a while.
No, Oath, though, when Verizon bought Yahoo, they bought AOL, too. And they took Yahoo and AOL and created Oath. They combined those two companies into Oath.
Yeah, I get that. I'm trying to remember, though, like when we get the check, who does the check come from?
Well, I think it's still Verizon because I think like some group of investors or something bought Verizon. I don't know.
Let me see something here.
You going to look it up?
Well, I'm looking at something.
The little data sheet thing?
Yeah, if I still have it.
Yeah, it actually was Yahoo for years, and then it moved.
Yeah. I'd have to open up another. It's probably not worth doing.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see it here.
I really hate that we have so many people that listen to the podcast without the stream because it's really funny this morning. I'm laughing as I'm reading.
Yeah.
So on that note, just because otherwise I'm going to get on some football.
Will says according to Wikipedia, it's still Yahoo.
Yeah, that's not – well, yeah.
But I don't think the check –
Verizon owns Yahoo, which I think now is owned by something else. What are you looking up?
I'm going to find who wrote the last check.
You curious now?
Yeah, I am kind of curious.
This is what you get on a show on a Tuesday when portal situation's over.
I mean, the portal's done. Just keep talking.
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
Fine.
Will says Apollo Global Management.
Ooh, that's a new one. I hadn't heard that one.
Have you not? Yeah, I thought they bought Verizon for some reason.
So I get like a notification, usually midway through the month,
yeah.
That, hey, guess what? Good news, you're going to get paid.
Yeah, sure.
Now, it doesn't come for a while. But now I don't even see that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like it disappears.
That name rings a bell, Will says in the stream. Like I'm saying the name that Will gave in the stream. Yeah, Apollo Global Management sounds really – that sounds familiar for some reason. I think they bought Verizon.
Oh, here we go. Let's see. All right, it's Yahoo.
It still says Yahoo on the check.
Yeah, it's Yahoo Revenue Report. So it's Yahoo Affiliate Invoices. Yeah, Yahoo.
Okay.
Bam, right. See, I'm glad you wore that Yahoo shirt the other day.
Yeah, see. But see, they're still owned by like it's whatever. I still run in a Yahoo toboggan that I got like a decade ago that's still like the warmest one I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Kept up with it. Yeah.
There you go.
It's like purple and gray. anyway. All right, good. Glad we went through the whole Apollo thing without mentioning Rocky. It was good. We're growing.
Yeah, we're getting better. Growing up right in front of people's eyes.
Okay. Again, got Ole Miss at LSU tonight. Frankly, a game at LSU, I mean, I like their chances, but they're in a weird mood. The only thing that's kind of interesting about this game tonight is LSU having a strange last couple weeks.
What's their league record?
I had it up right here.
Their net was 13 as of Sunday morning.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, they're in great shape from a tournament standpoint.
They're 16-5, 4-4.
4-4 in the league.
Yes, that is correct. They are coming off losses in 4 of their last 5 games.
Oh,
LSU is. They lost to Arkansas 65-58, Alabama 70-67, Tennessee 64-50, beat A&M 70-64, and then lost to TCU 77-68.
I know the Arkansas loss was at home. Were all the other losses on the road?
They lost at home to Arkansas, at Alabama, at Tennessee, and at TCU.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So nothing – it's a schedule thing as much as anything.
Right.
But still, that's where they add. And then they've got – I mean, the balance on the schedule is kind of weird. They play Ole Miss at home, and then they're at Vandy, at A&M. That is a weird schedule from an away standpoint.
So they must finish with a bunch of home games, or they must have started with a bunch of home games?
I think they started, because even their close is 3 out of 5.
Hmm.
I mean, like, it's we do get another – the schedule makers did us a favor because of how badly they hate one another. We do get a favor lately. They closed the season with Alabama at home. So we get another Alabama-LSU game this season. That's good. Yeah.
That's good.
Wade notes, and we can do that again.
Preferably with Alabama having some momentum at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't even try to pretend to like each other.
This stretch for LSU is pretty damn important because
– Oh, but can I say this real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I'm always amazed, and I've said this to some coaches. They feel so strongly about Will Wade and about what LSU's doing and all of that stuff, yet publicly they will not say it out loud. No one will say it out loud except for perhaps Nate Oates.
Oh.
And at some point, say it out loud. If you feel that strongly about it, say it out loud. And I've said this to some coaches. And they kind of just look at you like, nah, it doesn't work like that. But it could. Because I'll say it, LSU winning is harmful for the sport.
Ooh, yeah.
There's no question about it.
So why no one else, and why will Oates do it?
I guess because he feels strongly enough to say it out loud. It's the speed limit thing. I mean, the speed limit's 70. You know everyone's going 82. But when someone goes flying by you at 117, you notice. And you usually say something. When you're on the highway going 74 and someone passes you going 77, you don't typically say much. You don't even think much. But if someone goes flying by you at 120 miles an hour, you're like, whoa. But for whatever reason, no one will say anything. And I don't think it's the fear of the commissioner. What's he going to do?
AD's telling him not to do it?
Maybe. But, you know, who's more powerful, a coach or an AD?
AD almost. I mean, a coach almost in every scenario.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What's Alan Green going to do? Go fire Bruce Pearl for saying something about LSU? Is that whoever the AD is at Kentucky going to say something to Calipari? Like, other than, what would you like in your coffee, sir?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say? Keith Carter going to go say something to Lane Kiffin today? I mean, give me a break. Coaches have the power. You could address it. They choose not to for whatever reason.
Except Oates.
Yeah. He's the one that publicly goes, I can't stand the guy. I kind of appreciate that. Roll Tide.
What I was saying, the stretch for LSU is interesting because they're 4-4 in the league. Ole Miss at home, at Vandy, at A&M, all very winnable. And then State, Georgia at home, back-to-backs.
Oh.
And then at South Carolina. So a really good run here of very winnable games for LSU. Before a close that is fairly interesting, 3 of their last 4 or their final four, including one gimme, at Kentucky, Missouri, at Arkansas, Alabama.
That's LSU's?
Yeah, that's LSU's that's final
tough,
four.
That's a tough little road right there.
Yeah. They've got a couple spots on the schedule that's interesting. You know, they're 16-5 overall. They're in good shape, but that's a strange one there a little bit as they're coming off that that loss to TCU. They're favored by 13.5 tonight in Baton Rouge. The over-under 128. Obviously, Ole Miss coming off that SEC Big 12 Challenge game against Kansas State.
Thank you to Bubba for the super chat. Appreciate that as always, my friend.
I stumbled upon a Kansas State story in one of their papers this morning. I was looking up something else and just saw it. And we talk about media a good bit. Their media was weird on who's their coach now?
Bruce Weber.
It is Weber. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he gave one of those canned quotes about, hey, the game at Ole Miss is the most important game because it's the next game, like the most cliche thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But then all the papers wrote, Weber calls this must-win game, now what after the loss? And it's like, that's not what he meant. Like, he just meant they need a win. Like, not the season is over if we don't win this game, must win. It's like, but by God, y'all do you. Make sure we, I mean, the lack of context.
Well, I mean, sports media is not exactly the deepest thinkers in the world.
But they do it on purpose, too.
Of course.
That's the word what irritates me.
So it tells me that they're after.
They're annoyed at Weber for something.
He's not winning enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you knew what he meant. You're either being obtuse for obtuse sake, or you really are that dumb, and then we have a bigger problem.
Well, here's my thing with the cliches when a coach goes, well, this is the most important game because it's the next game. Who's writing that quote?
Built the whole story around it.
I mean, can you imagine? Like, I hear that. I never even transcribe those kinds of quotes. Of course, the next game is the most important game because it's the next game. Got it.
Yeah, we get it.
They must be after him though, because he's only like one game over 500 right now.
Yeah,
like they
might even be 500 now.
Yeah, they're not making the tournament.
I think they're 10-10.
Yeah, they're not making the tournament, and they're upset. Probably a weird time to be Kansas State, right? The Big 12's kind of falling apart on you a little bit. Kansas is a power. Kansas could find a new home. You can't.
Oh, yeah, you're.
If there's a shuffle, Kansas can land somewhere. I actually think that Kansas could get the Pac-12 would take that call. The Big 10 would take the call.
Take the call. I don't know.
I actually think the SEC would take the call. I don't think they would take them, but I think they would take the call as opposed to Kansas State where the SEC would be like, no, you have the wrong number.
Yeah.
New phone, who this?
Yeah. Yeah, Kansas State looks up and suddenly they're in the American.
Sure. Well, they'd have to think about the American.
Well, that would be, I mean, yeah.
I mean, they'd have to think about it if the Big 12.
I think
12.
That would be their landing spot at that point. I mean, I really do. I think that would be their deal. LSU, a lot of length, athletic, your normal LSU team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not rocket science.
A lot of highly recruited players. It's kind of a big week for Ole Miss, too, because they got 2 out of 3 last week. Beat Florida, beat Kansas State, lost to Arkansas. But going into that week, I think we looked at it and thought, you know, they could lose 2 of these. They could conceivably lose all 3 of these. And they actually played pretty well. They played well against Arkansas. They just couldn't finish at the rim. And then BJ Notte got hot, and that game got away from them. They need to win one of the 2 games this week if they can. I mean, they don't want to head down a path because their schedule's what? It's at LSU. Well,
three of the next 4 away, too.
At Florida, at home against Alabama, and then
at LSU, at Florida. Alabama at home, at Missouri, and then South Carolina at home, and then 2 more on the road, at Georgia, at Auburn. It's a lot of away games coming up for them.
Including some really difficult ones.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously they close with 2 of 3 at home, Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, around a trip to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right now, KenPom projecting Ole Miss at 14-17, 5-13 in the league. They are predicting a 69-53 loss to LSU. A 71-61 loss to Florida, a 76-68 loss to Alabama, and a 65-63 loss to Missouri before the next win. if that played out, that would be a we'd be in a little bit of a weird spot here.
Yeah, it's the and the elephant in the room is what happens with Ole Miss at the end of the season
because they have to play games.
Yeah, and
now last week they showed a pulse and did okay.
I'm watching crowds. I don't know if I'm Keith Carter, I'm watching crowds. I'm watching engagement. I'm watching people. Because it's easy to say.
Here's my argument on that. And sure. You're right. I'm not. This is not even a disagreement. But I think it's actually more, might even be more validation for it being important. That crowd changes a little with a pulse versus no pulse. I don't think it changes a lot. Unless they went on some crazy run. Frankly, there is no huge difference in the crowd the rest of the way, wins or losses, in my opinion.
But there's a difference in atmosphere sometimes. You can just sort of, I don't know, you can feel it. When you walk into a stadium and it's dead, just dead. We've been there. We've covered Ole Miss football when you're like,
what? But a lot of that depends on who's in the building with them. And that's what I look at here. Their home games remaining. Now, look, they need to do something in these next two to at least show something. So you've got a good crowd, energetic crowd for the Alabama home game because that's Bama coming in. That's a big game. Right. That's one you're talking about where it's like, okay, yeah, like whatever. Yeah. And Bama's going to bring a lot of people. It's only 3 hours down the road. But then beyond that, you're talking about South Carolina, A&M, and Vanderbilt.
Three.
There's no name there. There's nothing to bring excitement into that building is the problem. So you don't have kind of the ready-made atmosphere
game. Scottie Pippen Jr. right now is pissed at you.
Well,
I mean, he's listening to this.
My loyalty for Vanderbilt only extends to running backs, not guards. Okay,
but no, it's so a good point. I mean, so if there's no energy in the building at all, and you're sitting there looking at it, going, what do we do? And for the record, as of this moment, I would bet on Kermit getting more time.
Oh, well, yeah, I would.
But
I'm not necessarily beating that drum right now.
But I'm not.
It creates a really weird deal.
It does. There's a lot there. There's just a lot there.
Yeah.
And it's too early to say. But look, last week could have been disastrous. It wasn't.
No, they're okay.
And so now you have to figure out a way to continue some momentum on the road, and you go to LSU and you go to Florida, and Florida's going to have you circled now because they can't lose to you twice. They get you at their place. I'm sure Mike's going to show that film and throw some stuff around the room, and he'll have his kids' attention on Saturday. So you're going to have to find one somewhere. It's, you and I were talking about this yesterday, speaking of portal. I hear people go, well, all Ole Miss has to do is get in the portal. Just go address some needs in the portal. First, you have to worry about your guys getting in the portal. You've got to worry about people trying to poach your players. So it's complicated.
Yeah. There is also that thing, Drew mentions it here, that baseball has not started yet, which creates conflict with basketball crowds, obviously, when both are at home.
So. Yeah, and they've got a direct conflict.
There's a couple direct conflicts, right? Yeah, in this thing. So.
Although typically they end up moving the baseball time.
Yeah, they make it where you can do both. It's just people using their time for that reason versus the dinner or the lunch or the square or whatever else they're doing.
I mean, of course.
It just creates where if I know I'm doing 3.5 hours at a baseball game, am I doing the 2.5 here? I mean,
right.
Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But that is the question you have.
Well, they don't all do it.
Oh, no, of course not. Podcast brought to you in part by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. They're getting local underwriting and understand your market. A leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. Don't just accept what you see, but imagine something new. Step forward and chase after a better version of yourself. Every day, Corinth Dental is helping people reinvent themselves one smile at a time. Dr. Bubba McQueen, Dr. Jenny Beth Hendrick are devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative, state-of-the-art procedures, including Invisalign. These clear aligners are the virtually invisible way to improve your smile. So call Corinth Dental today for a no-cost digital scan of your teeth. Let them show you the way to a straighter, healthier smile. 12 months, no interest, no down payment financing available at corinthdental.com. We're brought to you by Bell & Grove, based out of Chattanooga. Daryl Oliver and Evan Dial built Bell & Grove. It's a logistics provider with more than 35 years of transportation industry experience. Bell & Grove specializes in domestic freight movement throughout the continental U.S. They can navigate through supply chain issues while also leaning on their partner carriers to get the most competitive rate possible for their customers. In addition, Bell & Grove can help customers design a custom solution for their shipping needs. Whether your business is in need of moving a truckload, a partial shipment, or a flatbed, Bell & Grove can accommodate you. They provide both air and ground expedited services for customers who need to move product quickly. For more information, call Daryl Oliver at 865-672-6557. And we're brought to you by The Rogue. The Rogue is your destination for fine men's clothing. Their stylish hand-select pieces from top designers. From work to lifestyle to nightlife, there's the perfect something for everyone at The Rogue. All the best items from Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Halsey, True Grit, Duckhead, and more. 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or therogue.com.
Podcast also brought to you by Nick's Tan & Associates, nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200 for either side of real estate purchases here in Oxford and Lafayette County, the buy side, the sell side. I've used them multiple times. You give them a chance as well as a trusted source with O'Keefe Graham, Clay DeWeese, and their team of associates to help you out and get you into the home you desire here in Lafayette County. So, again, click the link in my message board signature, give them a call, or check out their website. Again, nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200. I think Harbaugh's going to the Vikings. He's letting it get to a really public place right here, which typically means yes. If not...
I almost hesitate to say this because of the reaction that it will get from some. You can't go interview for the job and then come back, right? I know. Sorry.
But no, hold on.
He can interview for an NFL job.
That's a good point. Listen.
But the week of signing day?
Not week, day. He's interviewing tomorrow.
Yeah.
The day of signing day. And I get it's not the real signing day anymore. But
and their class might be like, Ole Miss is not signing anyone tomorrow.
I will say, though, here's the difference. And now there's a couple different layers to this. Because, okay. I mean, we'll localize this because, I mean, it's relevant. You actually let it. I did not think we were doing this. But sure, let's do it. There's two things here. Yeah. Okay. Usually I'm baiting you. One is the NFL is a whole different animal than college baseball. So things are public. You have so many more reporters. I mean, there's a process to things. It has to be documented. There's a lot of stuff.
Of course.
So that's relevant in the nature of you can't keep it completely whatever. However, and now look, we don't know what they've done in the past, but I guess it lends to why I think that, yes, he is likely the candidate and likely taking this job, is that you have to think they've done some stuff in private to this point. That's a no-brainer. There have been Zooms or, you know, hangar meetings or whatever you want to call them. Prior to this very official, what has to be documented process. And if you're going to get here with Harbaugh having the job he has, I have to feel like he's at least the favorite going in to not screw up an interview. They're down to four publicly. It's the Rams offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, Harbaugh, and I'm forgetting one, and now I cannot remember who it is.
If I'm Harbaugh, if I'm Jim Harbaugh, I don't go to Minneapolis to, quote, interview for this job without knowing that I have the job.
That's what I'm telling you. That's why I think he has it, because this isn't really into a credit or anything else. This is a whole different level because it is publicized from the very beginning. Right, wrong, or indifferent, Mike went to Birmingham thinking it was going to stay quiet. He trusted Scott Woodward, which is a whole other conversation, but that's what happened. He went down there thinking he could get there, get wherever, and it wouldn't be a big deal, and it would stay quiet, not realizing that Woodward himself was going to leak it for his own purpose.
Yes.
Which, again, Scott Woodward.
He was trying to squeeze Mike out.
Yeah. He was trying to force a withdrawal, and he did.
Yeah, it worked.
No, I mean, it was textbook from Woodward. But there's a difference there, but that's kind of my point, is if you're doing this level of it, you have to have at least some assurance going in. I say that, and I'm almost kind of talking myself out of it a little bit as I'm saying that. It's the freaking Vikings. If you don't get it, is Michigan pissed? Like, it's an NFL job. Because I guess my point is, like, that's completely – it's almost like a coordinator interviewing for a head job and then coming back a little bit. Like, what
– does it impact your recruiting?
If you don't get it, no.
Well, I mean, if...
Why? Nobody's signing tomorrow. Everybody's already signed. They're not going to leave in the next 48 hours before the Vikings make a decision.
When you announce your intention to leave, doesn't it say that, okay, well, he didn't get this. I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit.
Yeah, I'm actually talking about –
went after the Vikings job, didn't get it, wanted the Dolphins job, won't get it because the owner of the Dolphins is a Michigan fan who doesn't want to take the Michigan
coach. He came out publicly and gave that quote.
So doesn't that tell you – because the NFL is always going to have openings. Doesn't that tell you that he's – okay, well, if I'm a recruit, I'm like, okay, well, he didn't take this one, but he's going to take the next one. Or do recruits care anymore? Which is an argument. Because you have the one-time no-penalty transfer. If you go someplace and not who you thought, you'll just leave.
But you care less, for sure.
Sure. Sure changes – well, there's less risk.
I think you can call the recruit and go, hey, look, it's the NFL. You're trying to get there. They want to talk to me. Why would I not talk?
Sure.
You're a professional salesman. It's your job to convince a kid that you interviewing for an NFL job does not mean you hate Michigan and hate him.
Yeah.
Like,
you want to play for the Vikings or a team that plays the Vikings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
The top of the profession.
So you can't tell me you're going to be here for 5 years. Well, son, I can't tell you what's going to happen in 5 minutes. But I can tell you Michigan's the best place for you.
Yeah, love this place.
It's this place is special.
Building something. New heights.
There you go.
I mean, there's things to say.
Wow.
What?
No, I just felt that felt like a dagger.
Whew. It's just us talking. Nobody's listening.
I can already feel my clip being played on Twitter from earlier. Context? Not here.
Professional salesman is very true. It is their job 100% to be those people.
Absolutely.
And put forth the image that's whatever.
Absolutely. There are coaches who are coaching at the college level who are not as good of an X and O coach as high school coaches, but they're better communicators.
Jim Harbaugh, a very accomplished NFL coach. I mean, he's done it before. He's run through the playoffs.
Yeah, he's coached the 49ers to the Super Bowl.
Better coach now than then? Like, what do you think you're getting with Jim Harbaugh as the NFL coach at this point?
A guy who is organized.
Incredibly.
A guy who knows how to build culture inside a building. A guy who can communicate.
And a guy over the last couple of years that's realized, hey, just be myself a little more. I felt like early on at Michigan, he kind of tried to do the play a character thing a little bit.
A little.
Recruiting and took some things.
He's done a really good job.
And he sort of found himself a little bit from that. I mean,
they've done a good job. They got past Ohio State. He won the Big Ten. Played in a semifinal game that might be Michigan's ceiling. He's done a good job, though. Sure. I mean, like I said, there aren't but a couple of teams that wouldn't trade places with Michigan last year. Fact. They won their division. They won their league. They played in a national semifinal.
Yeah, only a couple that you're.
That's
you're
that, out that on. Is they were and they were eliminated by the eventual national champ. So that's pretty strong. It's easy to make fun of him. He's done a good job there. Does he want to get back into the NFL? I think most coaches who have coached in the NFL and then coached in college will tell you that, other than the actual season itself, which is a grind in the NFL, more of a grind in the NFL than it is at the college level, they'll tell you that the rest of the year is more pleasant. That the recruiting, and you throw in this portal thing, it's like, look, we get Kiffin today. I don't know that I'll get to ask this question. One of my questions would be, does the portal make your schedule such that, I mean, look, Lane went on a vacation after the Sugar Bowl and everybody crucified him. And a lot of coaches are like, oh, man, I'm jealous. I wish I could do that. I don't know that I could enjoy myself. I mean, I talked to two different college coaches that said that. Like, good for him. I could.
No, most of them pick now to take their vacations.
Yeah.
Like, I know a couple Ole Miss assistants are going this week now that everything's
settled.
Well,
I think the Ole Miss assistants have been given 2 weeks off.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, go chill.
Yeah.
The calendar has changed.
Yeah. you're good now. I mean, it's a dead period. There's
but there are coaches that would look at this and go, well, we can't take off now because we got to do junior days. We got to recruit juniors. We got to. I mean, it's nonstop. Maybe Harbaugh's sick of that. I don't know. My gut feeling is that he's the next coach of the Vikings.
Yes.
But I've put no effort into that whatsoever. None. Zero. Thank God.
Grind said, what if Ole Miss baseball is a 3 seed in the region, makes it to Omaha from there, but never playing postseason baseball at home? It's a successful season. It's all about where you end up. Because frankly, that's one of the knocks on Mike, is that he's never won a regional as a 2 or 3 seed. That a lot of SEC schools are able to go into other places and just kind of get it done over a weekend, and Ole Miss has never done that. And frankly, I think they've only played a regional final where they can advance on the road once, and that was in TCU. That was in A&M against TCU in 2012. They won the winner's bracket, beat TCU, beat the Aggies, and then lost to TCU twice in a row. So yeah, that's good enough. There's no doubt about that. I think the offense is too good to be a 3 seed. I mean, look, the league is good enough to make anybody a 2 seed, though. Like I see Jason here saying, no chance this team isn't hosting. There's always a chance to not be top 16 because you've got six. Yeah, you have six SEC teams in the top 9 in the country. When you finish 6th, then you're barely, you know, you're bubbly at that point just because of how many league teams there are. And you're not going to get more than 6 or 7, even a crazy year from a host standpoint. So, yeah, no, that's possible. I mean, Florida a couple years ago was like number 1 in the country and then fell off the table.
This is happening as we have been recording. I'm sure you've seen it already. Tom Brady has officially announced his retirement.
I do see that.
When the story came out on Saturday,
it was
accurate.
Yeah.
He says, I've always believed the sport of football is an all-in proposition. If a 100% competitive commitment isn't there, you won't succeed. And success is what I love so much about our game. There's a physical, mental, and emotional challenge every single day that has allowed me to maximize my highest potential. And I've tried my very best these past 22 years. There are no shortcuts to success on the field or in life. This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I'm not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I've loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention. He's the best that ever was. He's the best. By the way we measure greatness,
he has
the most greatness.
Longevity, wins, rings.
He won.
Somebody asked who I want them to hire. I want them to stay in-house or hire Brian Flores. That's kind of where I'm at with the Saints. Sorry with the Saints. I passed that in the stream. Yeah, I don't care who the Vikings are. I think that's where I'm at. Although Brian Flores is interviewing like everywhere. He finished 2nd for the Giants job. Doug Peterson also interviewing for the Saints. And so
whatever. What's wrong with Doug Peterson?
Nothing's wrong with him. Good. Just have my opinion. Like, nothing bad. Just had
Doug,
to pick.
Doug Peterson's a scholar.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't pass those degrees out.
Oh, okay. Took a minute. All right. All right. I wonder why we were getting all rustled over here.
Yeah,
over,
I mean,
over.
Just come on. Be cool. I mean, Doug Peterson, Super Bowl champ, went to an Ivy League.
Saints interviewed Peterson on Sunday, da-da-da, and then Flores today. Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn on Wednesday. Because if you can get a member of the Lions staff, you make sure you can do that. Dennis Allen on Wednesday or Thursday. And then their special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi as well. So 5 interviews so far for the Saints.
You're right. The NFL's so different. Everything's so public.
Yeah, I mean.
As opposed to the college attempt to be super quiet.
I saw that stat. Spencer asked, where does a Heisman, a Natty, and a Super Bowl put Young in GOAT talk? Is it he would be the 3rd one to ever do that? Do I have that right?
Oh, I thought he was the 1st.
Is he the 1st? There's some combination like that.
To win a Heisman.
Or maybe it's number 1 overall pick championship and Super Bowl.
Maybe so.
It's him, Namath, and And the other one was actually a Joe, too, Montana.
Okay.
I think it was win a national title, win a Super Bowl, and win the Heisman, or win, like,
he would be the first
things.
One, though, I think, and I could be wrong here, to win a national championship, win the Heisman, and win a Super Bowl. And okay. He would do it in 2 years.
Yeah. Quick.
Look, there's some people out there that think that Burrow has real Brady vibes. Could do it for a long time. Could win for a long time.
Maybe that's the question I just answered. Was national championship and Super Bowl, and it's Namath and Montana and now Burrow. It was asking the thread. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. That would make sense. Yeah. As much as I'm kind of – Peterson would give a very Peyton-ish culture to New Orleans. Like, there would not be a ton of – like, yeah. It would feel
yeah.
similar. And for all the other stuff, that's something that's worked. So, I get that. Apparently, that Sean Payton, Kevin James movie thing is just horrific.
That's what I've heard.
Like, apparently, it is just god-awful horrific.
So, I've heard it so bad that I have to see it.
Yeah, I mean,
that it's almost like comically bad, and that I've had people who know me tell me that you have to go see it.
Yeah, it's Home Team, I believe, is the name of it.
Because like the Draft Day was so bad.
No, I think Draft Day is Citizen Kane compared to this movie.
Draft Day was so bad that I loved it. Like I laughed out loud so many times at Draft Day. Like, come on.
No one in this movie watches any football at all, right? Like, nothing. Y'all found a bunch of aliens that have never watched a football game?
I mean, it sounds like it's just right up my alley. Like, I got to go see it. Would be worth the $10.
It is about him coaching Pee-wee during his year off. And he has a cameo in it.
Sean does.
Plays a janitor. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Good stuff. Whew.
What'd you knock off there?
It got caught on my shoelace and was a problem. No, I'm not talking about the Jerry Maguire timeline. I get fussed at every time I do that I've already covered it 15 times and they get it. So I'm done with that today. It is stupid though. Yeah,
oh, did Adam Sandler produce this movie?
Oh, I have no idea. Probably though. I mean, he has plenty that suck. So that would.
Yeah.
But, hey, cash.
Oh, he's making lots of money.
Dude just cashes.
Making lots of money.
I mean, yeah, it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Well, I might watch it today.
I mean, you can put it on while you're on the Peloton today.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait it all for that bad boy.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
Maybe we'll review that on the podcast.
Do like an endurance ride. And
yeah. Watch that crap.
Watch that.
Yeah. Podcast brought to you in part by Northeast Spark, NESPARC, two packages, the Ignite 100 Mbps or the Blaze, the one gig that powers the Clarkport studio, your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband, NESpark.com, 662-238-3159, phone service available, parental controls, network security, and much more. So call the office for details, get the best internet here in Lafayette County. Again, that is 662-238-3159.
What are your goals for 2022? Does your company need hard-to-find talent to meet these goals? Maybe you're personally seeking a career change. Let this be your year to make the change, and your first step needs to be to contact Service Specialist Employment Agency. They're the oldest employment agency in Mississippi. They recruit in all industries. Remember, there's nothing to lose by reaching out. No cost to you as a candidate, and everything is kept confidential. Service Specialist wishes you and your company a successful 22. You can contact them at 662-832-5138. I'll have a mailbag up tomorrow at some point, probably later in the day. It's brought to you by Whitney McNutt, Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtor, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. Whitney sells condos, land, commercial, and residential family homes. You can reach her at 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. Also brought to you by Opa, Oxford's newest restaurant on the historic square. Euros, wraps, kebabs, redfish, lamb chops, and more. Handcrafted cocktails, frozen libations, candlelit patio, all at 306 South Lamar, just south of the square courthouse in Oxford. Been telling you about John Edwards and Regency Travel Incorporated for a while. Probably going to put that thread up here in the next day or so, getting your questions for travel, and we'll get John on. We'll do a maybe a full podcast on just a travel podcast here in the kind of down part of the year. He's a part of Virtuoso, based in Memphis. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows John to supply his clients with added values, unique benefits, simply not available to other travelers. Just get in touch with him, give him some parameters and a budget, let him give you options, and no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or jedwards at regencytravel.net. And we're brought to you by Pinnacle, which is home to the Pinnacle 401k Advisory Services Team. Contact them today and they'll conduct a complimentary, no obligation benchmarking and analysis of your current 401k plan. That's mypinwealth.com, mypinnwealth.com.
Podcast is brought to you by PrimeShrimp.com, New Orleans-based company, making shrimp that they ship straight to you. You can have it to your door in just a couple of days, and you get some discounts in doing so. For any first orders, use the code MPW, get $20 off in less than 10 minutes. It goes from freezer to plate, the signature seasoning, the French Quarter Alfredo as well. Try it out both, and you can easily use that for a meal for your family and more. It comes in these pound packages. It's separated into half-pound servings. You can use that anytime for whatever meal is going on. PrimeShrimp.com is where you go, and you get the code with MPW for $20 off using that. So, again, PrimeShrimp.com. Let's see. Yeah, we're kind of going through all of our best hits in the stream. No, I mean, a little more on Brady. 10 Super Bowls, 7 wins, all-time fantasy quarterback fantasy earner over the course of his career for as many people that do fantasy football as well. And, I mean, he threw for 5,000 yards this year, right? I mean, he still had a hell of a year.
Yeah.
Bucks won the NFC South. It did feel like that was it, though.
It did.
It did. And to the level that he takes care of his body, the obsession in a positive way that he puts into his craft.
It was limiting what they could do offensively. He couldn't do some of the things that he could do earlier in his career. The deep ball, some of that stuff. And
Father Time's going to take the deep ball from you.
Well, why do you want to get hurt? He's made tons of money. He's come out of the game pretty damn healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Why risk it? For what? What's left? And he's exactly right. If there's any one part of you that's like, I don't know that I want to do this, then you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, another title doesn't change his legacy.
Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington did their jobs. They were supposed to report that they knew it.
Absolutely. I will die.
They should not get any criticism because they did not wait on Brady to announce it.
They had the sourcing. They had it right.
Yeah. He told someone who told.
Yeah, and
it happened.
You can't walk away from that. Well, the day after the Bucks lost in the playoffs to the Rams, I mean, Giselle was all but saying it.
I don't know what the Bucks do. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't know what their quarterback situation will be.
But I've had people say, oh, you should have waited and let him announce. No, that's not – this isn't let the kid have his moment. He's a professional. Arguably the most successful player who's ever played in the league.
Oh, from a straight successful standpoint, it's not even debatable, really.
I don't know how you could sit as a journalist and not write that. You have to write it.
Yeah, you better be right, but you have to write.
Yeah, you can't be wrong. But they weren't.
Well, was it like Brady's organization or something that tweeted out something and then deleted it pretty quickly? Like, I think they even like had done like a little tribute thing and then stopped.
Yeah. He obviously wanted to do his thing.
His way.
And that's fine. And he did. He still got to do it.
I'm more annoyed at whoever gave the media the sort like, there was a breakdown there, actually.
Sure.
But that's not Schefter's fault.
If you made me bet, I would bet that Schefter and Darlington had seen
the release or yes, the whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's a story that gets vetted a little bit. Like, hey, what do we have? Who's this from? Mm-hmm. And let's be real here. They reached out to Brady's people before they published this.
Sure.
And none of Brady's people were like, no, that is inaccurate. That is not true.
I'm sure they no commented them.
They said, we can't say anything at this time. Or,
yeah. Tom has not announced his decision.
And it's even possible that someone said, hey, please don't do this. And at that point, you got to go. I mean, look, I've been there on a coaching thing where an assistant coach said, don't write it yet. We're trying to get home to tell our families. I can't roll those dice.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I get it, and I feel like a bad person, but I've got to write this now because I've got it. And if I wait 10 minutes and get beat on it, when my boss says, say, how come you didn't have this first? And my answer is, well, I was trying
to offensive coordinator asked me to not do it until he told his wife.
Yeah, I was trying to be a nice guy. I don't know how far that gets me.
Well, because inevitably, too, and what happens there when you start doing some of those broker deals like that of, hey, can you wait a minute, or hey, they really don't, whatever. Somebody else has told somebody else who doesn't have that deal, and it comes out like 8 minutes later is what happens.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, Jesus. Like,
yeah. So you have it, and you have to – yeah, they had no choice because they knew, what, 100 people were chasing the Tom Brady story?
Oh,
every Buck beat writer, probably every Patriot
every
beat
writer.
Every
national NFL writer.
And every national NFL writer is chasing that story. You've got it. I mean, you every second that ticks off the clock is – you got to go.
See where the Cincinnati public school system is canceling class the day after the Super Bowl.
Saw that.
Yeah. Good. Following what we've been talking about, they're doing it.
I mean, how productive is...
Even better, they said that they typically give the day off anyway. That February 7th or like whatever that corresponding day is a staff development day in the Cincinnati public school system. But with the Super Bowl moved a week, they have now given them the 7th and the 14th.
Oh,
so they
get
two Mondays in a row or whatever it is here, back to back. So people helping people there in Cincinnati.
I mean, if the Bengals were to win, there's no chance the next day's productive. Right. I mean, just, okay, go party.
Well, no, because I think under the former rule, I think the staff still had to go to class. It was just the students that had off.
Okay, so now
sure that history teacher was getting a lot of staff development done that day.
Now it's go party.
He went into his room and closed the door and slept. Was what that looked like. Like
go party. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah, take the antacid and go. Hey, I'm out for a minute.
Take Monday. Let it be your recovery day.
Yeah, so they are celebrating the Bengals' first Super Bowl victory. Is the reason it amended the academic calendar and made February 14th the day off. We hope you enjoy roaring the Bengals to a win on Sunday and take this time to take pride in our incredible city and amazing football team. The district said. And a statement to parents. I really would like to FOI the board's emails and see, like, because you know there were parents who bitched about this. I'd love to have those emails. I really would like the emails of the parents who are going, no, by God, school's in. Like, it's football.
Yeah, come on.
Like, you know those came. Like,
oh, for sure.
Superintendent's going, oh, Jesus. Sorry, we're gonna be normal here. They've reached the Super Bowl twice, 82 and 89, and lost both those times to the San Francisco 49ers. So that would have been a little weird had they played three Super Bowls all against them. Rams fixed that.
Yeah. Something tells me they were hoping for the Niners.
It's a better matchup.
I know. As I was watching the NFC game, I was like, come on, San Francisco, pull this.
Did you find yourself doing that?
Oh, sure.
Did you?
Because I think the Bengals are going to have a difficult time beating the Rams, and I think the Bengals would have beaten the 49ers.
Okay. Yeah, the 49ers were a weird matchup for the Rams, but they were a better matchup for the Bengals.
Yeah, because they can't score, and the Bengals are going to score some points.
Yeah, sure.
They got some weapons.
They
got good news on Azuma.
Saw that. MCL sprain for him, and then not – necessarily bad news, but worse than they thought. Tyler Higbee for the Rams, he also has an MCL sprain, so he is questionable. So kind of it was good news, bad news, even though they had the same injury. The Rams were hopeful that Higbee was better than that, and then the Bengals were fearing the really bad from him, but it looks like it's okay. See where Florida State's been moved to the day after Thanksgiving. So is Missouri? Is Arkansas still that day too?
I mean, it has been the last couple of years. It's been the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay, it might just be an SEC doubleheader or whatever you want to call it. Florida's playing Florida State at night on the Friday.
Oh yeah, because the Arkansas Missouri game the last few years has been a 1:30 kick on that Friday.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay. So just a little news there for your holiday viewing plans. Yeah, Florida State. There. Napier's done a good job quietly, which is kind of who he is. It's not going to be overly flamboyant. It's not going to be loud, but it feels like he's put a pretty solid product in place since being hired there in Gainesville. And I don't know what to make of Florida State. I mean, I definitely would not be buying stock in Mike Norvell at this point.
No, I'd kind of be stock neutral on him.
You still think it's maybe okay?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, maybe. I'm not convinced, but that league's not good. So building a, quote, contender in that league is more doable than it is in the SEC or the Big Ten.
Oh. Because who are you scared of in the ACC?
Scared of?
Like if you're another, like, just, like, I mean, if you're a program and you go, God, we're never going to get to them.
I mean, the only team that even instills a little bit of fear is Clemson, and that fear factor is going away quickly. I mean, no one's scared of Pitt. Or Wake Forest.
Yeah, they had one-offs.
I mean, I guess you're keeping an eye on Miami because there are some resources there, but that's about it. I mean, no one's scared of North Carolina or Duke or Virginia or Boston College.
A lot of nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of empty spots.
I mean, NC State's like the fourth best program in the conference.
He's been real steady.
But that's the word.
Yeah, just steady. Third, fourth best team in the league. They get their share.
But you ain't going, God, if we can.
Well, no, you don't look at them and go, NC State. I mean, Mississippi State skull drug them.
Yeah.
And State was a 7-5 team.
That was a weird game.
He just beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, Wolfpack never even really showed that day.
Yeah.
It's an indictment on Florida State, is what it is.
Of course.
Because they should be the second or third program in that thing. We say that, but they had two great coaches. They're kind of like Florida in that way. Frankly, both of them, are they a program or are they just a coach?
I mean, they had
a – And that's college football, too, but
– Yeah, they had a run, but just because you once had a run –
They had Jimbo and Bowden.
It doesn't mean you have another run.
Florida had Meyer and Spurrier.
I mean, Texas hasn't done jack since Vince Young. No. I guess they had the Colt McCoy year.
Yeah, they lost to Saban in the title game that year.
So they had one year where they did jack.
Well, it's like I was reading Jeff Ketchum this morning on his thoughts thing, and he led it with, and this is an indictment of the program. He was trying to pump people up, but he said that Texas is apparently signing the number one offensive lineman in the country on Wednesday, and he said that's one of the top couple football related wins for the program in like the last decade. And it was like, you understand what that was just saying, yeah, right?
You know, Ketch caught some heat. And some of it, deservedly so, because the way some of it was worded was kind of interesting, but he wrote this.
What he was doing was obvious.
He wrote this big thing about Arch Manning the other day that people tried to dissect in ways differently than you and I did.
Yeah.
You and I both read it and thought, he's basically telling people, hey guys, this isn't going to happen. You need to start preparing yourselves.
He was naming all these reasons for all this and kind of taking heat off Sark. But the true thing of what he was saying was, they're not going to get him. Prepare yourself for that. But then also doing the thing where if they do, it is the biggest win in the history of recruiting. So be excited.
And that's true.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, if I told you today Arch Manning's going to Texas, you would go, wow. You would. You would go, wow, that's a big get. And so you would have to go, that is a big, big win. And that part's true. But he was basically saying, here are the list of reasons this is not happening. And he was right. Now, maybe that fan base can't handle that level of honesty. I don't know how that works. I've never covered Texas.
Yeah, sure.
But I thought he was being fairly transparent in what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
Because I think Texas is fourth for Arch. And if you're fourth, you're not in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I mean, you're not in it at fourth.
No. Podcast brought to you in part by Johnston Hill Creamery. We've been telling you about King Cakes. You can still get those. You can pre-order those. Just 24 hours, it will be ready for you. Multiple sizes, multiple flavors. But then it's also close to Valentine's Day, Neil's favorite holiday. You get Valentine's Day pre-orders going on right now. Everything from artisanal cheese boxes to a date crate. Got several different things in that. A charcuterie tray. They've got dessert boxes for Valentine's Day, as well as chocolate-covered strawberries. You can get those by the dozen or the half dozen. So get those pre-ordered. They're available to order starting now. You pick them up February 10th through February 12th and take advantage of that. So, yeah, plenty of different options. Really just go to their Instagram page. It's johnstonhillcreamery.com on Instagram. You can see all about the king cakes, all about the Valentine's pre-orders, about some new cheeses they have going on as well. So take advantage of all that. Again, johnstonhillcreamery.com, 662-419-9201, or cheese at johnstonhillcreamery.com.
College Corner is your one-stop Rebel shop. Two locations in the Jackson area. In Ridgeland, it's next to Fleet Feet. In Flowood, it's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, it's okay. Go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Whether you're tailgating in Oxford or home gating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day with the largest selection of Rebel gear in central Mississippi. We're brought to you by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating, different names, same great products, same great services. We're going into that time of the year where it's getting really cold, but spring's right around the corner, baseball season just right around the corner, which means it won't be long before you're cranking up the AC again. You want to make sure that thing's ready to roll. Get in touch with the people at Comer. Get in touch with the people at Southern. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, it's Comer, 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, DeSoto County, 662-429-4429 for the people at Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. We're also brought to you by Lammons. Fine jewelry in Oxford. Speaking of Valentine's Day, it's 13 days away. I would suggest Lammons, 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford. It's been serving the Oxford area for more than 73 years. Engagement rings, wedding rings, fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more at Lammons. It's the gold standard in fine jewelry. LammonsFineJewelry.com or 662-234-2777. Also brought to you by ACS, Automation and Control Systems, LLC. It's a complete electrical control system solution provider and a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator. They've got a full-time dedicated emergency service and troubleshooting staff and a UL508A panel shop. To learn more about ACS, go to acsllcms.com or 662-601-4381. Game Changer patches are the only two-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch is used before or while you drink. The overtime patch is used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game, ready for the next play. Go to GameChangerPatch.com, enter the promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase. Go to DeadSoxy.com, enter the promo code REBELGROVE, get 25% off your order of the best socks you'll ever put on your feet, traditional socks, theme socks, the no-shows, they're all great. You'll love them. It's DeadSoxy.com. Also brought to you by Brothrow. It's a cool, fun way to bet. No third party, no juice. So that's going to save you money over time. You can start your own group, make friends, invite your friends. You can take the other side of an existing bet, start a new bet, and more. Payment happens within 24 hours of the conclusion of your bet. Go to Brothrow.com today to get registered. And don't forget, speaking of getting registered, the Oxford Park Commission has begun registration for both youth baseball and softball for the 2022 spring season. Leagues are open for ages 5 to 17 in baseball, 5 to 12 in softball. The cost is $50 per participant. The season begins on Monday, April the 25th. All games are played at M-Trade Park. Go to OxfordParkCommission.com before February the 20th to sign up.
Adam Schefter's Twitter account is funny. Just all the replies and things, like, and just people. Ooh. You get all.
Are they on him?
Well, you get a lot that are on him, a lot that are congratulating. Like, it's just a mixture of anything you could find in, yeah, that, in that thing. I mean,
it's the people that just don't understand the job. That's his job is to report. His job is specifically to break news.
Yeah, he doesn't write. I mean, literally.
His job is to break news. He's doing his job.
Insider, I believe, is the words they
use. Look, ESPN makes a lot of money.
How long
off
has that
NFL?
Been a job where you don't actually create the, like, you don't literally disseminate the content? You just have the position of newsbreaker.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, that's a fairly new, I mean, not, you know, the last 10 years for sure, but I mean, that's such like the internet thing. Like, you would never in newspapers back in the day have the guy who knew it all and then like told somebody and then they wrote the story.
Yeah, because even Adrian Wojnarowski writes some, but he writes less today than he did before.
So he does produce copy still.
He does produce copy. A lot of times it's dual byline copy though.
Okay. Which means somebody else wrote it for the most part.
Yeah. Someone else did the craft.
But like ESPN will put a story in their thing and have somebody else writing it and says reported by Adam Schefter of ESPN and then continue.
Yeah.
Like he never actually.
No, he just on his phones all phones. Day. Plural.
Yeah.
All day. Every day. I don't want to live like that. Maybe when I was younger. But I don't, not anymore.
Because here's the deal. Even if he does have the crazy robotic ability to put it away to any extent, you still would have that thing in the back of your mind like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Like, well, all the time.
Well, like we coming full circle a little bit.
Yeah.
In my eyes, and maybe I'm wrong. I mean, sure. People, you know, we live in a business where people can cancel subscriptions and all that stuff. People can tell you their feelings about you without telling you their feelings about you. I kind of felt like once we said, hey, Jared Ivey is on an official visit. He is going to enroll. He will be a part of the program on Monday. I kind of felt like that answered all the questions. Like, that's it. And so I never even looked for him putting out something officially. And so when someone else comes out and goes, as first reported, in my eyes, I'm like, well, yeah, but the people that subscribe to my site
were completely aware of the situation.
If they trusted me at all, they said, okay.
Well, it's just like yesterday or today or tomorrow, there'll be somebody that goes, Timmy, whatever. Hey, you didn't sign. I go, yeah, okay.
Right.
It's been like 6 months. Like,
yeah, I mean.
I mean, you've literally been saying that for a month.
And so I don't know what I'm supposed to do there. And I know people are like, well, you should tweet it the moment. Yeah. Okay.
Then why is anyone subscribing?
And then I get to a place where I like, does that matter to me that much anymore? And the answer is no. Was there a time when it did? Sure. Absolutely. Has that time expired? It seems to have. The whole credit thing. Credit for what? What's it going to get me?
Very little.
I mean, I'm not...
You have a little bit of an adrenaline for about 2 minutes.
I'm not resume building. But yeah, but on a kid transferring from Georgia Tech to Ole Miss?
It's not like a career highlight. We go, hey, got that one. Hey.
Yeah, it's like, come on. I mean, Ole Miss hires Lane Kiffin? Sure. That was a big story.
Yeah.
Was there some adrenaline there? Sure.
Yeah. Women's golf picks up transfer from Oklahoma State. Bitches.
Yeah. You want to have some fun with stuff like that, but that's where you realize people don't get the fun. They don't understand.
The player from Oklahoma State, just exclamatory.
Right. You just want to have be silly about stuff, and that people don't like to get silly.
People are very intense right now, very serious right now.
It feels like everybody's taking an exhale now, but.
Yeah. For a minute there, it was very serious.
Yeah, so here's the recruiting conversation, right? Ole Miss has started offering some 2025 kids.
That's Carson's class.
I live with a 2025 kid.
You do.
They're not making college decisions.
And if they do, the odds of them changing them are like 97%.
Well, and with the portal thing, it's even changed it even more. Because by the time the 2025 class signs, it's possible that a lot of programs – let's say Ole Miss is successful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That what they've built with their program, what they're doing right now, turns out to be the blueprint for every program not called Alabama, Georgia, or Ohio State. This is the way to go. Everyone will start doing it.
Sure.
The portal will become even more competitive. So if that's the case, and let's say it works, this system works, because Ole Miss is going to add, what, five more guys out of the portal, which is going to bring the number to, what, 16? 17?
Yeah, something like that. I'd do the math, but yeah.
Say it works. And in 2 years, they've built on that a little bit, that instead of signing 12 high school guys, they just signed 9. Those are really competitive spots. So all of these 2025 offers, they're fairly meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Some could argue that they are completely meaningless.
You're doing it just because everybody else is.
And so when you write breaking 2025 kid offered, it was always sort of silly. And now it's not only silly, it's disingenuous. Unless you include a paragraph that says this offer is not real, it's a placeholder, it's your way of telling a kid we like you enough that we want you to come visit.
What it is, it keeps the kid going, well, those 10 teams offered and you didn't, so you don't like me as much as those teams.
It's saying, hey, we reserve the right to flirt with you over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
We'd like to start a relationship. But understand, there's a real strong chance that we don't really have room for you in that class.
And frankly, we won't know if we do for like 22 months.
Yeah, we won't know for 2 years.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you.
Unless you really, really blow up and you're like one of the top 50 team players in the country. And then, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Come on. That's where the people talk about our recruiting coverage. And when I try to explain it like that, some people, and I do think there are people that get it, a lot of people that get it, obviously, because we've done well. And there are people that are like, yeah, but I want my recruiting cycle. There are going to be some people that have not, I'm not talking about Ole Miss people at all, because I think Ole Miss people are thrilled right now. But there are going to be people around the country that Wednesday is going to be really anticlimactic. And the first Wednesday in February, not that long ago, was a big day. Like, we would be super busy today chasing 6 kids, decisions and drama and late night shoebox drops. And all
that. Oh, tomorrow night is always hell. I mean,
It's, and so now this is done. Tomorrow's just a regular Wednesday for us. And it's that way for a lot of people. And it's increasingly that way more and more.
Lane Kiffin is talking at 1:45 today.
Is that what time it is?
Yeah, we'll have whatever from that for you here at rebelgrove.com. We'll probably talk about it on tomorrow morning's podcast. That's probably some draft the rest of the week. It's hand size season. We haven't mentioned that. You got the Senior Bowl going on.
Oh, that's right. They're measuring hands today.
It's hand size season yesterday, today. So plenty of that going on. So some more football. Oh, there's always football. We'll do that. We'll react to whatever happens in Baton Rouge tonight. Again, 8 o'clock. Tigers and Rebels. Also 8 o'clock for your college basketball in the SEC is Alabama at Auburn tonight. So those two games at 8.
And see where Oates took a shot at Auburn about the size of their facility, speaking of hand size?
Did he really?
He's like, yeah, it'll be sold out. They only have like 8,000 seats.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I mean. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
It's fine. Whatever. I'm not overly worked up by that one.
No. It was funny.
I think he was playing. Yeah. He seems to not have a...
No, I mean, look, he gets it. That's a big game in that state. It's also a big game nationally tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what both of those programs have built.
Other games tonight, A&M at Tennessee, 6 o'clock, SEC Network, South Carolina at Mississippi State, ESPNU at 6, and then nationally, I guess the best game, probably interesting game coming off their loss, Kansas at Iowa State tonight. Pretty decent game in the Big 12.
All right, real quick in the thread.
Yep.
Kenny Pickett delayed his hand measurement until the combine?
I did not see that he had delayed it, but yes, he did not have his hands measured yesterday.
Is he hoping that they grow between now and a month from now? Is he doing some hand lengthening exercises?
Got nothing. Yeah, at some point, the number is the number, right?
I mean, your hand's probably what your hand's going to be, Kenny. Whatever that is.
Yeah, I did see where he declined to be measured yesterday.
It's kind of like going to the doctor, right? When they're like, would you like to step on the scale?
Nope.
Nope. I would not. Well, we're going to ask that you step on the scale because it's going to, you know.
I do not want to see that in print. Yeah. No, thanks.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to step on the scale. You're not going to tell me what it says.
Just write it down and go on about your day.
Are there pills you can take to make your hands grow?
I don't know. I have no clue. I got nothing. It is kind of dumb, though.
You know, if you shave your hand, it'll look bigger. If you, like, shave your wrist area, yeah. Hand looks bigger.
On that note, hope all of you have a wonderful day. 145 Lane Kiffin, so stay locked in Rebel Grove after that point. And we will hang out with you tomorrow morning. So appreciate everybody in the stream, wherever you're listening to this here podcast, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.